Good afternoon. This is Akashwani and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Government to send 7 multi-party delegations to key partner countries to present India's stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism in the wake of Operation Sindoor. NIA arrests 2 members of ISIS sleeper cell in a Pune IED case. India continues to be the fastest growing major economy in 2025, says United Nations report. IMD forecasts rainfall with thunderstorms, gusty winds and lightning in northeast, east, central and southern India for next 7 days. World Hypertension Day being observed today. And in cricket, Indian Premier League to resume today after a week-long gap, hosts Royal Challengers Bengaluru to take on Kolkata Knight Riders. And now the news in detail. Government is sending 7 multi-party delegations to different countries to present India's stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism in the wake of Operation Sindoor. The delegations are set to visit key partner countries, including member countries of the UN Security Council, later this month. They will include MPs from different political parties, prominent political personalities, and distinguished diplomats.
All-party delegations will project India's national consensus and resolute approach to combating terrorism in all its forms and manifestation. These delegations will carry forth India's strong message of zero tolerance against terrorism to the world. The 7 delegations will be led by BJP's Ravi Shankar Prasad and Baijant Panda, Congress Shashi Tharoor, JDU's Sanjay Kumar Jha, DMK's Kanimoji Karunanidhi, NCP's Supriya Sule and Shiv Sena's Shrikant Eknath Shinde. Highlighting the significance of this initiative, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju emphasized that the delegations will carry India's unified message of zero tolerance towards terrorism, standing as a powerful reflection of national unity above politics and beyond differences. Meanwhile, Congress MP Shashi Tharoor thanked the centre for the invitation to lead an all-party delegations to 5 key capitals. He said that he will always be available when national interest is involved and his services are required. With Pallavi Parmar and Aman Yadav, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Talking to media, BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad said that this initiative reflects the far-sighted thinking of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He added that India's collective resolve will show the world the importance of standing united against terrorism.
Terrorism is a global curse. We'll do our best to convey India's strategic position wherein we are all for amity and peace, but we are also very clear that tough action has to be taken against terrorism, which India has shown recently in Pakistan.
The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested 2 absconders identified as members of a sleeper module of the banned ISIS terror organization in a 2023 case related to fabrication and testing of improvised explosive devices, IEDs, in Pune, Maharashtra. The NIA, in a statement, informed the 2 men were intercepted by the Bureau of Immigration at the Mumbai International Airport Terminal 2. The agency further informed that the 2 accused had been on the run for the past 2 years and also had non-bailable warrants issued against them by the NIA Special Court, Mumbai. It added that the 2 men, already charge-sheeted along with the other arrested accused, had been engaged in assembling IEDs from a rented house in Pune. The investigations in the case are continuing. In Jammu and Kashmir, the State Investigation Agency has launched a series of raids at multiple locations across central and north Kashmir. This is part of an intensified crackdown on suspected terror-related activities. The search operation, which commenced this morning, is being conducted in Sopor, Baramulla and Handwara in north Kashmir and Ganderbal and Srinagar in central Kashmir. During these raids, no arrests or recovery has been reported so far. Lieutenant General Kamaljeet Singh Dhillon, retired, has congratulated the armed forces for Operation Sindoor and said that our forces have given a befitting reply to Pakistan. Our Jalandhar correspondent, who spoke to Lieutenant General Dhillon, has filed this report.
Lieutenant General Dhillon said, though India only targeted terrorist hideouts in Pakistan and Pak-occupied Kashmir, but it was Pakistan who used its military against us. He called upon all to keep the nation first, always and every time.
जय हिंद देशवासियों, आज जब भारतवर्ष ने यह प्रण किया कि हम अपनी भूमि पर आतंकवाद को बर्दाश्त नहीं करेंगे और ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के तहत पाकिस्तान में आतंकी ठिकानों को निशाना बनाया और फिर पाकिस्तान द्वारा लड़ाई को बढ़ावा देने के बाद उनके एयर बेसिस को बर्बाद किया, इस वक्त मैं वर्दी में नहीं हूं, लेकिन दिल से मैं आज भी भारतवर्ष का एक सच्चा सिपाही हूं। क्या आप भारतवर्ष के सिपाही हैं? आप कुछ भी कार्य कर रहे हो, आप कहीं पर भी हों, देश का सैनिक होने के लिए वर्दी पहनना जरूरी नहीं है। दिल से देश के उज्ज्वल भविष्य की कामना होनी चाहिए। चलें हम ये प्रण लेते हैं कि अपने तन मन धन और वफादारी, ईमानदारी, जिम्मेदारी से हम देश और देश की सेनाओं के साथ दृढ़ खड़े रहेंगे। जय हिंद।
इट वॉज ड्यूरिंग हिज टेन्योर एज आर्मी कमांडर ऑफ 15 कोर्स ऑफ द इंडियन आर्मी इन J&K दैट द परपेट्रेटर्स ऑफ पुलवामा ब्लास्ट वर टारगेटेड विद इन द फर्स्ट 100 आवर्स। ही वॉज एट द हेल्म ऑफ अफेयर्स व्हेन आर्टिकल 370 वॉज एब्रोकेटेड इन जम्मू एंड कश्मीर। राजेश बाली, आकाशवाणी न्यूज, जलंधर।
As we celebrate the success of Operation Sindoor, the nation salutes the valor of the Indian soldiers. As a tribute to the armed forces, Akashwani News is presenting a special series. Today we remember Paramveer Chakra awardee, Rifleman Sanjay Kumar, who displayed exemplary bravery during the Kargil War.
A native of Bilaspur district of Himachal Pradesh, rifleman Sanjay Kumar joined the 13th Battalion Jammu and Kashmir Rifles in 1996. During the Kargil War, on 4th July 1999, rifleman Sanjay Kumar was the leading scout of a team tasked to capture area flat top of 0.4875 in the Mashko Valley. During the attack, when enemy automatic fired from one of the Sangars posed a stiff opposition and stalled the column, rifleman Sanjay Kumar, realizing the gravity of the situation and with utter disregard to his personal safety, charged at the enemy. In the ensuing hand-to-hand combat, he killed three of the intruders and was himself seriously injured. Despite his injuries, he charged onto the second Sangar. Taken totally by surprise, the enemy left behind a universal machine gun and started running. Rifleman Sanjay Kumar picked up the UMG and killed the fleeing enemy. Although bleeding profusely, he refused to be evacuated. The brave action on his part motivated his comrades, and they, overcoming the treacherous terrain, charged onto the enemy and wrested the area flat top. Rifleman Sanjay Kumar displayed most conspicuous gallantry, cool courage and devotion to duty of an exceptionally high order in the face of the enemy. The nation salutes him. In February 2022, he received the rank of Subedar Major and is posted to the National Defence Academy in Pune. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The Indian economy is projected to grow at 6.3% during the current financial year, outpacing China, the United States and the European Union, according to a United Nations report. The mid-year update of the UN's World Economic Situation and Prospects attributes this growth to strong household spending, robust government investments and booming services exports. We have a report.
India continues to shine even as the global economy stands on shaky ground. United Nations said that India will remain the fastest growing major economy in the world this year. While the growth figure has been slightly revised from the 6.6% forecast in January, India is still ahead of other big economies like China, US and the European Union. Next year, India's economy is expected to grow by 6.4%. On the global front, the picture is far less rosy. UN said the world economy is at a precarious moment, pointing to rising trade tensions and policy uncertainty. Many countries are now expected to grow slower than previously thought. China is expected to grow at 4.6%, the US at 1.6%, Japan at 0.7%, and the European Union at just 1%. Germany may even see a negative growth of minus 0.1%. Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari has highlighted India's growing stature on the global stage, marked by robust economic growth, rapid infrastructure development and strengthening international partnerships. During an interaction with the Indian diaspora community in Sao Paulo, Brazil, Mr. Gadkari emphasized the vast investment and innovation opportunities in India, particularly in biofuels, green hydrogen, clean energy and flex fuel mobility. Calling India a land of opportunities, Mr. Gadkari invited the global Indian diaspora to explore, invest and partner in building a sustainable and prosperous future. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that the ongoing trade negotiations with the United States are complex and still far from being finalized. His remarks came in response to U.S. President Donald Trump's claim that India had offered to remove all tariffs on American goods. Speaking to reporters, Dr. Jaishankar clarified that trade discussions between India and the U.S. are ongoing and any trade deal must be mutually beneficial and work for both countries.
On the trade remarks, let me say this, that look, between India and U.S., trade talks have been going on, negotiations have been going on. In fact, we have, I think our team is just going at this point. These are very complicated negotiations. Nothing is decided till, you know, everything is. But any trade deal has to be mutually beneficial. Any trade deal has to work for both the countries. And I think that would be our expectation from the trade deal. And until that is done, I think any judgment on it would be premature.
India is set to achieve a significant milestone with the 101st mission of its space program. ISRO's PSLV C-61 rocket will take off with Earth Observation Satellite EOS-09 at 5:59 a.m. tomorrow from the Satish Dhawan Space Center at Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. A report.
The mission will place the EOS-09 into a sun-synchronous polar orbit. The EOS-09 is designed to provide continuous and reliable remote sensing data for operational applications across various sectors. The mission carries a synthetic aperture radar SAR payload capable of providing images for various Earth observation applications under all weather conditions. Adhering to the ISRO's commitment to the community, the spacecraft will be a debris-free mission. The countdown for this launch began this morning. With Sri Sai Vempati's report, Aishwarya Rainigam, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast rainfall accompanied with thunderstorms, gusty winds and lightning in northeast, east, central and southern India for the next 7 days. The IMD predicted similar conditions in western India over Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra and Marathwada for the next 4 to 5 days. In northwest India, thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds are likely to prevail over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. World Hypertension Day is being observed across the globe today. The day aims to raise awareness about the risks associated with high blood pressure and promote effective strategies for its prevention and management. This year marks the 20th anniversary of this observance under the compelling theme, Measure Your Blood Pressure Accurately, Control It, Live Longer. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Dr. Naval K. Vikram, professor in Department of Medicine, AIIMS, New Delhi, said that hypertension is a silent killer and does not cause any symptoms until it reaches a dangerous level.
Hypertension is a very silent killer. It does not cause symptoms till it gets to a very dangerous level. And that is why one needs to know about hypertension and be aware about it and keep check the blood pressure for it. Hypertension is a major important cause of heart disease, stroke. It's very important that everybody should be aware about their blood pressure. And if there is an abnormality there, they should get it evaluated and they should manage it quickly.
And in sports, the Indian Premier League 2025 is all set to resume today after a week-long gap with the match between hosts Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Kolkata Knight Riders at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Earlier, the IPL was suspended on 9th of May due to the rising tensions between India and Pakistan. The final, which was scheduled for 25th of May, will now be played on 3rd of June. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government to send 7 multi-party delegations to key partner countries to present India's stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism in the wake of Operation Sindoor. NIA arrests 2 members of ISIS sleeper cell in a Pune IED case. India continues to be the fastest growing major economy in 2025, says United Nations report. IMD forecast rainfall with thunderstorms, gusty winds and lightning in northeast, east, central and southern India for next 7 days. World Hypertension Day being observed today. And in cricket, Indian Premier League to resume today after a week-long gap, hosts Royal Challengers Bengaluru to take on Kolkata Knight Riders. And with that, we end the midday news.